This is the State of Things live from the Triad Stages, Upstage Cabaret in downtown Greensboro. I'm Frank Stacio, and I'm so excited to be here. The Burlington Boys Choir is with us today, or at least a lot of the choir is with us. They are celebrating their 60th anniversary. This is the oldest organization of its kind in North Carolina. Choir features boys between the ages of 8 and 15 from Alamance County, and they learn more than music. The choir members learn about etiquette and how to be gentlemen. Choir is about to kick off its busiest holiday season, but first they're with us for a preview, and Bill Allred is here. He's the director of the Burlington Boys Choir. First, let's introduce him and welcome him. Thank you, Bill. We're also going to be talking to a couple of members of the choir, Sam and Max McDonald, our eighth graders at Woodlawn Middle School in Mebane, and Karsten Palmer is a seventh grader at Blessed Sacrament School in Burlington. So welcome to you as well. Give us a little of the history, Bill, of this choir, 60 years old.
So Miss Eva Wiseman was an educator in Burlington, and she did her whole career in that city. And there are people in their 50s and 60s in that town who were taught by her. And matter of fact, just about the whole city had a relationship with Miss Wiseman. She saw the famous Vienna Boys Choir and was inspired towards the end of her career to put this together. At the time, she was head of music for the Burlington City School System. So she used her influence and auditioned every single third grade boy. Now, this is an anecdote. I heard it secondhand, but I do believe it. She auditioned every third grade boy and immediately had a choir of over 50 boys.
Wow.
And I do know and am in contact with some of those original gentlemen.
Wow. And to hear folks tell it, she was a force of nature.
That is true. I've heard some scary stories, but a lot of love, too. People will look back and say, gosh, she was hard, but I learned so much, or I loved her. There's a mixed bag.
There. Yeah. A little bit of terror doesn't hurt an adolescent boy, I think, having been one myself. And I think that's, especially when the product that you turn out
is... when you're working with boys that are right after school, we rehearse Monday and Wednesday, they come right after school, and they're that age, sometimes a little fear is good.
A little fear goes a long way. And etiquette. There's an etiquette pamphlet.
Yes, when I joined the choir back in 94, they already had a pamphlet book, which I've added to and tweaked a little bit over the years. And it's a very small book, but it does cover a lot. When they went on tour, which we don't do as much anymore, they would stay in host homes. So Ms. Wiseman wanted to make sure they knew how to behave when they were there, or how to behave when they're at their after concert reception, and how to hold a knife and fork. When we used to go away to camp, we're not able to do that anymore, but we would go away to camp and no one wanted to sit at Dr. Allred's table because you could hardly take a bite without getting reprimanded or instructed in some way.
The knife and fork ballet, you turn the fork, you know which fork to use. Did you have to know which fork to use?
Well, I teach the simple method that you use from outside
there
in.
You go.
But these days it hardly matters.
I tell you what, I'd love to talk more. Let's hear a little bit of music, and then we'll meet some of the boys as well. Could we hear something now, please? This is the Burlington Boys Choir, and they are in their 60th year. And some of these kids don't look a day over 13, do they? And yet, 60 years with the choir. It's pretty amazing. Here we go.
Thank you.
Deo gracias. The Burlington Boys Choir, directed by Bill Allred, accompanied by Andre Lash, going to be performing Friday, December 7th at the Macedonia Lutheran Church in Burlington. And you can also see them caroling at the Holiday Magic in downtown Burlington on Friday, December 14th. Well, I want to bring up a couple of the guys here, Sam McDonald, Max McDonald, and Carson Palmer, and talk to you a little bit. Max, let me ask you the first question about being in the choir. Why did you get into it? How did you get into this choir?
Well, my mom, she was sitting in the car, and she heard about it, like, one day, and she heard us singing in the car along with the radio, and she said, oh, you have really nice voices. Do you want to join the boys' choir? And we were like, sure. And we didn't know what we were getting into at all. We had no idea.
Well, you got into it. Sam, tell us about getting into it and what it was like when you first started.
Well, when we first started, we had to go into the training camp. We would go into the back of the church, and we would practice little songs, like just baby songs, just to get us started. And after that, we would go to the camp in the summer, and we would get to meet all the other boys who were already in the choir. And then we would go, and we would practice every Wednesday and Monday.
Karsten, tell me about the work involved. You have to memorize these songs. Deo gracias, that's Latin, as I recall. And you did that whole song in Latin, so it means you have to do some memorization, eh?
Yeah. Normally, the ones that we have to learn new languages, we work on those ones a lot. We work on the language first, and then we sing it. But he makes us work really, really hard on memorizing the words.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you have to know what it means, because you have to apply some feeling. You have to feel what you're singing. So then you have to put the music to this new language. A lot of hard work. Is it fun? Let me stick with you, Karsten. Is it fun?
Yeah, it's difficult, but yes, it's very fun to sing.
Well, it sounds like you're having fun. I'd like to ask you to do it again. Maybe we can get the whole group to do it, and we'll do another song for us right here in downtown Greensboro as we listen to the Burlington Boys Choir, now in their 60th year.
Oh.
Burlington Boys Choir, directed by Bill Allred, accompanied by Andre Lash. And you can see them Friday, December 7th at the Macedonia Lutheran Church in Burlington. Also going to be caroling at Holiday Magic in downtown Burlington on Friday, December the 14th. Bill, let me ask you about the challenge these days in particular. I suppose it's always been hard to wrangle adolescent children and get them to do these very difficult, but obviously the fruit of their hard work is evident to all of us. How many boys in the choir, and how much are you on the road?
Well, we're not on the road all that much. We go once a year. We'll take a trip, usually in early summer. We do a lot of our concerts around the neighborhood. So getting boys is very difficult. I have a relationship with a lot of the music teachers in the town, both private and public, and sometimes they're willing to make recommendations, or I'm able to visit in the schools and make contact that way. Since the web and a website, that's helped a great deal as well. But it is very difficult. This choir, as I mentioned before, started out with 50 boys in the late 60s, early 70s. There were over 60 boys in the choir, with maybe 100, literally, waiting to get in the training program. Now, I've had as many as 30 boys. We went to the White House for the last, most recent time in 97. And, of course, there was a lot of publicity about that. And I had 30 boys 2 years in a row immediately after that. But I've had as few as six. Mm. Right now we have 12, eight trebles and four change voices. And it's a good 12, so I'm glad I have them. But it's a little small and it's a little scary because I don't want this tradition to end. You know, it's an opportunity for boys to sing, and they just don't get that.
Well, I think we have time to squeeze in two more. If you could go right now, maybe we can hear from the Slovak folk songs and then come back and probably sing us out. But if you do that number for us now, it'd be just great. Burlington Boys Choir, directed by Bill Allred. I also spoke with Sam McDonald and Max McDonald, eighth graders at the Woodlawn Middle School in Mebane, and Karsten Palmer, seventh grader at Blessed Sacrament School in Burlington. You can see the Burlington Boys Choir Friday, December 7th, Macedonia Lutheran Church in Burlington, and they're going to be caroling in Holiday Magic downtown Burlington on Friday, December 14th. Of course, we've got it all at our website, stateofthings.org. That's our program for today. Our program produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magg. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the music of the Burlington Boys Choir. ¶¶